gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the editor-in-chief of AOLAutos.com, Riley Brennan, will be joining us. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Woodward Dream Cruise and some of the other goings-on in Detroit, Michigan. Hour number two of the program, we get a representative of Ford from Ford who's going to be coming on to tell us about teen driving safety. Also, in hour number two of the program, we're going to be joined by Ian Kelleher. He is the big guy, the president, CEO of the RM Auction Company. RM is having three nights of auctions in Monterey, California. Later on this week, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, that will be happening. Also, on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, in the third hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Tom McDowell. He is the man behind Concorso Italiano, which is happening next Friday, also in Monterey, California. And then Ken Zvokal, president, CEO of AutoGeek.com, and all his other websites, TruckGeek.net and all the other ones, CycleGeek.com. He's going to be with us to be telling us all about what's been going on in his life in recent times. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls. We'll field your emails. It's Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. But we begin this hour with taking a quick look at the world of automotive news. And this news report is brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It is America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, visit www.goldeagle.com. Well, as I mentioned in the intro there, lots of folks are heading towards the Monterey Peninsula of California, where what was once referred to as the weekend has now evolved into practically an entire week's worth of automotive events. It's a very high-end event. There's no question about it. But nevertheless, let me give you the rundown of some of the things that are going to be happening. I've already mentioned a few. But in addition to the auctions, and there are many, RM, Gooding, Russo and Steel. There is also an auction for the first time from the folks at Mecum. There's something for everybody there on the auction front. There's also a auction by Bonham. So how many is that? That's five auctions. And some of the vehicles up for grabs are reportedly in the running to set a new world record for a sale as far as price paid for a vehicle. Particularly, I was talking a little bit earlier today with a representative from Mecum Auctions, and they have the 1965 Daytona Coupe that was driven by Bob Bondurant in his racing days. It won a number of races, and they expect this car to sell for $10 million or so. It's happened before in Monterey. As last year, as we learned on the program, there was a Bugatti that sold for $11 million. Also happening in Monterey, a couple of different Italian car shows. We'll be speaking to the representative from Concorso Italiano on today's broadcast. There's also an inaugural Italian car show. I believe it's called La Deutsche Vita. And that's going to be happening also next Friday. The Monterey Historic Races, considered by many to be the pinnacle of historic auto races in the country. Multiple-day event, beginning, I believe, on Friday, running right through Sunday, featured Mark this year. Every year they feature a particular Mark. It's Porsche. And Sunday, there is the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, considered the World Series of all Concours events. Lots of honored makes this year, including Audi and Morgan, to name a couple. Lots of legendary vehicles are going to be on the lawn. Star-studded judges, Jay Leno and actor Edward Herman, always do a fundraising bit for charity. There will be a couple of world debuts of new cars. Infiniti is going to be showing off their new upcoming 2011 M variant, the M35, M45, Jaguar is going to be showing for the first time in North America the new XJ, which we'll be seeing after the first of the year. And Bentley is doing something that's never been done before. They're having a world debut on the lawn at Pebble Beach in the middle of the afternoon, right on the stage where they'll eventually give out the best of show winner. They're going to be giving the world a peek at a world debut vehicle. I believe it's a special edition of one of their already existing vehicles. They haven't let too much out of the bag on that one yet. We'll find out live and in person. On the other side of the country, at least halfway, Detroit, Michigan, next Saturday is the Woodward Dream Cruise, a grassroots event. Attracts about 30,000 vehicles of every sort. And actually, they start cruising on Woodward probably tonight. Less than a week in advance, they'll start riding up and down Woodward Avenue, which runs from downtown to Detroit into suburban Michigan. And that's a fun event as well. We will be broadcasting or gathering material next week up there at Monterey, and we're going to have a correspondent also at the Woodward Dream Cruise. So on future editions of Auto World, you can look forward to hearing some of those sound bites from both of those entities, both fantastic entities, to say the least. In other automotive news making headlines, of course, the Cash for Clunkers program, at least initially, has been a big hit, so the president has pushed forth another $2 billion into the Cash for Clunkers program. But also a little bit earlier today, I was chatting with a couple of different folks who have different takes on this Cash for Clunkers situation. There are a number of things that are going on that are a little bit funky, to say the least. I just was speaking with Lauren Fix, who is known as the car coach and a frequent guest here on the program, and she was saying that she's heard stories where people are turning in vehicles that are worth more than $4,500 and not realizing it. So do your homework. She was also saying that lots of these vehicles are being governmentally mandated. Of course, they're basically put into a frozen engine mode. They pour a chemical into the engine, which after removing the oil causes the engine to seize, then it's lugged away to a junkyard. But she was saying that a lot of the fluids that are in the vehicle, they do remove the battery and such, but the antifreeze, the transmission fluid, the power steering fluid, all those fluids remain in the vehicle and the vehicle gets crushed. And she was saying this is a potential environmental problem down the road. Interestingly enough, the real old cars, if you want to call them that, cars made after 1983, before 1983, I should say, are not eligible, which is really ironic. Now, I can understand protecting the classics. You know, if you have a classic Vet or Mustang or Camaro or 240Z, 260Z or whatever, Porsche, you're not going to want to crush anything like that, and it should not be encouraged, but lots of folks don't realize that an average car, for example, a car in 1973 put out as much emissions as 100 2009 vehicles. So one car from 1973 was spewing out as much emissions that are emitted from the sum total of 100 2009 vehicles. So we have come a long way in automotive technology and a long way in mileage as well, as you go back in time and think about the early 80s when the Mustang GT was reintroduced with a mighty 157 horsepower. And now today you can buy the Shelby GT500 with 540 horsepower and it gets decent mileage. So we're not as bad as people would have you think. This is Auto World on GCN. Don't go away.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay! Hot Fudge Sunday!
When you store and when you fill up. Start with Stabil.
When you buy it, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it, there is Hagerty Insurance. When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration, there is Hagerty Roadside Assistance. When you sell it, then buy another, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive
it. Ah, the circle of life. Brought to you by Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford?
Welcome back, everybody. We're live across North America. Thanks for joining us, and we very much appreciate you spending this time with us each and every week. We've got a great broadcast lined up for you, and in this hour, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who is the editor-in-chief of AOL Autos. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Riley Brennan. Riley, how you doing?
How you doing, Bob? Great to talk to you again.
Let's begin our discussion by talking about Cash for Clunkers. Boy, this thing has been a hit so far.
It has been a hit, and it's I think a lot of people didn't expect it to be the hit it was, and at the end of July, you know, that's when the program really started. First of all, a lot of people were confused, but what as most government programs are really confusing, but what the dealers did really well is they just simply told everyone to come in with an old car and we'll figure it out. And that's kind of what happened. So at the end of July, all these dealers were giving out rebate checks, and lo and behold, we're out of the $1 billion the government said that we could have for this program. So, last week everyone rushed to see if we can get $2 billion more, and they did it. So there's $2 billion more in the program, and Cash for Clunkers is going to live on. And it's an interesting thing. Certainly the car companies love it. It's a program that basically means if you trade in, an older car, and the new car you get is a significant bump in miles per gallon, that you can get this rebate check, which is sometimes $3,500, sometimes $4,500. Of course, there are some wrinkles there, but that's kind of the gist of it. I like the program, but like all stimulus programs, stimulus programs by their nature are supposed to be short term, and so a lot of people have said, well, what's going to happen when this goes away? But, stimulus programs aren't supposed to do that. They're not a strategic long-term shift. They're a quick flash in the pan that's supposed to boost. And it's always supposed to be sort of a temporary targeted fix. And I think that's what Cash for Clunkers did. It's really good.
Yeah, there are some concerns. Certainly I know it took the government by surprise, the fact that the money went so quickly. I believe they originally thought it would last until November or so. But this program infused with these new dollars, I wonder, Riley, if there are enough buyers still out there, looking for a vehicle, or have the people who are going to do this already done so? As you noted, there are a lot of wrinkles, a lot of nuances to the requirements of getting into the program. Number one, the vehicles, your older vehicle has to be from 1984, I believe, or younger. And
right. It
also requires you to purchase a vehicle that's on a specific government list. And all those vehicles get, X miles per gallon or better. It's going to be interesting to see. It's certainly, like you say, the dealers have done a great job. A lot of the manufacturers have done a great job, too, because a lot of them, Ford in particular, I know, has bundled up a lot of rebates with it. So I've heard stories. I don't know if you've heard any of these, but folks, getting a new vehicle for, $5,000 cash out of their own pocket.
Sure. Total cash out of pocket, $5,000. That's pretty amazing. I guess at the lower level, if you're thinking about maybe a Nissan Versa, you could maybe even do that.
Yeah.
If you rolled in all the incentives. That's interesting. I think that, certainly I was surprised, just as you said you were, that they went so fast. I think that in the long run, that we're pulling ahead. A lot of those buyers who maybe in early 2009 would have been queued up to buy a new vehicle, that they've finally gotten the reason to get over the hump and to purchase. I don't think that the program is having the effect of moving those late 2009, early 2010 buyers up. So I don't think it's going to create this big vacuum where, when the program's over, it's not like the automobile manufacturers are going to look at a market that's, 6 million vehicles a year or something like that. It's going to stay kind of like what we were before the program started. I think, though, that to your point about the program originally being intended to go through November, at the beginning of November, I believe, I don't think that when we get to November, my guess is what's going to happen is that all these senators are going to get pressured into doing a sort of Cash for Clunkers Volume 2 that might not be $4,500, but it might be something like, half that or a small portion of that. It's hard to get these guys off the drug, and my guess is that because now the Cash for Clunkers, that word cluster, has entered into our subconscious so well, it's going to be tough for the dealers, the manufacturers, the government, everybody to agree that it's going to go away. And it's funny, when you look at it, $4,500 is a lot of money, but frankly, a lot of car companies were already offering $4,500 rebates. So in the case of Chrysler, actually, I thought it was pretty brilliant. When Cash for Clunkers was announced, they said, well, actually, we'll double Cash for Clunkers. And the reality was they already had those kind of deals on the books anyway, but it was a brilliant bit of marketing. And so deals are already out there, but the program has done a lot of good to get people to understand, wow, if I want to buy, this might be a great opportunity for me to trade in that old car.
Yeah, dealers have certainly got to be happy with this. And a number of the domestic manufacturers I know have done well. Ford has certainly done well. I know Chevrolet has done well with their Cobalt. But a lot of the Korean manufacturers in particular have done well. And more importantly, it's getting people back into the showrooms, which is good for all of us.
It is, but you know, I was reading something very interesting that I hadn't thought of, and it was brought to my attention. The real victim of this whole thing has been the car donation charities.
Oh yeah.
So you think about it, you know, those in my area we have things like Mother Waddles and Purple Heart, and you know they'll take an old car and if it's running or not, and then they'll auction it off and they'll take the money from that to use in their charity. And Cash for Clunkers has essentially taken that market out. Because anybody who had an old car, you know, those people now have a serious incentive other than that, you know, Purple Heart tax write-off or whatever it would have been. And they're getting $400 or $500. So these charities are now in a tight spot saying, gosh, that was a big source for us. How do we fix that?
You know, that's a really good point. And I was speaking to somebody a little bit earlier today, and she was talking a little bit about the procedure of the way these cars are disposed of. Being a potential environmental problem down the line because they evidently they remove the oil from the engine and then they put some sort of liquid.
It's a silicate solution, I believe.
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the engine freezes, it seizes up, but after that, then they remove the battery and they remove other mercury items, but the vehicle is then carted away to be crushed, but it's still got its antifreeze in it. It's still got its power steering fluid, transmission fluid.
That's a good point.
You know, and
that's a good point.
What's going to happen if we have, you know, millions of these vehicles sitting around? And she was also talking about the price of parts too. I mean, what if you happen to own one of these vehicles and you know, you need X part, and the more of these vehicles that are crushed, you know, you can't get that, you know, that interior piece or that steering wheel or whatever, because it's just one flat pancake.
That's a great point.
When we come back on the other side, more with Riley Brennan, editor-in-chief of AOL Autos. We're going to talk about that Mitsubishi Leaf electric car. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know. I
welcome. Thank you very much for joining us here today. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long. When you get a chance, you can check out my website, autoworldradio.com. Check out the network's website, gcnlive.com. And you can subscribe to the free podcast or listen to archives and check out the other shows as well. Riley Brennan joins us, editor-in-chief of AOL Autos. We will throw out a trivia question a little bit later on in this hour, but right now, Riley, let's talk about this new vehicle from Mitsubishi. They're calling it the Leaf electric car. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, it's actually from Nissan, but it's called the Leaf. Nissan debuted it last week, and it kind of adds another vehicle to the top of this sort of, you know, future pile of electric cars that everyone has promised we're going to get. So this is not a hybrid. It's an actual electric vehicle, and it's a five-passenger hatchback-looking thing. It kind of looks a little bit bigger than a Nissan Versa, and you know, there's kind of a showdown happening in the automotive world. There's a lot of companies that are betting on, you know, hybrids. Obviously, Toyota has its Prius, and Honda has an Insight. And all the while, Nissan has said, you know, they didn't like hybrids, and they've been slow to the hybrid party. The Altima, they don't really sell all that much in the U.S. In fact, they don't even sell it all 50 states, and they use a lot of Toyota stuff for that system. And so their bet is now on a pure electric. So the Leaf is a pure electric. There's actually some really fascinating things they've done to think about the way you need to charge it. So if you were to just plug in an outlet out of your house into this vehicle, it would take about 8 hours to get a full charge, which is a long time. But really, if you think about it, when you come home at night, you know, by the time you start eating dinner and the time you have to leave again tomorrow in the morning, you could definitely handle that 8 hours. There's also another charger you can get, which would allow for a fast charge, and that would be about 30 minutes, and you can get something like four-fifths the capacity. Of course, this isn't something you'd want to buy because that charging setup would be about $45,000. So the idea for that would be the municipalities would have charging stations. So this brings up a number of questions. You know, if we're going to have electric cars, do we want to, you know, agree upon a standard plug? You know, where are they located? How do we charge? There's so many questions here. It's just, you think about electric cars are going to throw so many teething problems, you know, over these next 3 or 4 years when they finally come to market.
So true, and you're right about this Nissan. It's a very interesting offering. I don't know why it Mitsubishi on the brain. They're thinking about their little electric vehicle that we've seen shown at a few of the auto shows.
Right.
But this is it's a pretty, you know, decent-sized vehicle, kind of a C-segment hatchback seating of 4 to 5. And, again, unlike the Mitsubishi offering, I mean, this is more of a real car.
It is a real car, and I think that's what people, that's what's going to, it's going to take a real car for get to, for people to really move and to accept electrics. And actually, the Prius, when you think about it, I mean, it's actually a pretty decent car. I mean, it's got room for five. It's not a bad car on its own without the hybrid system, and I think that's what really helped hybrids in America, was the Prius actually just became a nice vehicle to drive, and beyond that, it was a hybrid, and of course became a fashion statement. But this new Nissan Leaf, I think you're right, it's a car that's supposed to be a normal, easy-to-drive vehicle. If they can figure out how everyone's going to charge it, it'll work. But I think it's difficult to think about the first company that comes out with an electric car, because it's going to be hard to convince people of the price.
Mm-hmm.
These batteries are going to be about $10,000 for the battery pack of lithium ions. And, you know, how do I charge it? You know, my uncle always said the first guy up the hill takes all the arrows. You know, so I think that the first person to debut the electric car might not be the winner. And if you remember, you know, 15 years ago, Toyota was not first to this market with the Prius. And, you know, they waited a little bit. They launched the Prius. The first gen didn't really work, and then the second generation Prius really took off. And sometimes it doesn't really make sense to be the first. I mean, even if you think about it with your iPod, Apple wasn't the first one with the MP3 player. They just made it better. So, you know, if Nissan is the first one with the Leaf, more power to them. But if they're not, I know there's going to be a lot of other cars debuting around 2010, 2011, and one of those might be the big winner.
Yeah, very good point. And I think about the charging requirements, too, for all these electric cars, because living in suburbia, you know, even if you have a garage, lots of folks don't utilize the garage for their cars. They've got stuff in it. And so you lots of people are parking outside. And, of course, if you move into the urban areas, so many folks who live in apartments have to park on the street or in big lots. And so There's a lot of infrastructure problem here as far as having the power outlets necessary for, you know, what could be an emerging, you know, ever steady upward growth of these vehicles. And then you look at the bigger long-term picture, Riley, too. I mean, if you stop and think, you know, all of a sudden, okay, we're making this major switch, more and more people are driving the electric vehicles. And that's good for the environment, but what does that mean for the power stations, the power plants that have to produce this electricity? Does it
mean
more
we have to
buy?
Yeah, that's, you know, this is Auto World and not Eco World. So we won't get into the discussion about how electricity is made, but, you know, that is absolutely a concern. And the thing I think about is I've just become an absolute slave to power outlets. I think about my iPhone, my laptop, and I just think all throughout the day I'm thinking, am I going to have enough battery to charge this? Should I go home and charge this? Should I, when I'm at the airport, can I find a plug, you know, near, and it's just awful. And so it's interesting how so much of our life now is going to be within a lithium-ion battery. And if the car becomes a lithium-ion battery kind of thing, we're going to have to worry about that. And I think it's going to take a long time. I think it's going to take 20, 30 years for us to really have a new system where the infrastructure can support electric cars on mass scale. And I bet what you're saying is exactly true, Bob, in that the first people who are going to really use electric cars are probably going to be those people who have a garage they use. And so, you know, some smart economist can probably map out on a graph, here's the segment of the population that, you know, traditionally is in rental properties or in condominiums, so we're not going to market to them. But here's, you know, mom and pop who use their garage, and they might actually be the lowest hanging fruit for the first electric car buyer because they already have an outlet that they can park the car next to, and that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, not unlike the Tesla Roadster, which you, when you stop and think about it, it amazes me that, you know, it's a cool car. I mean, it's basically a Lotus with a battery pack, laptops, but, you know, the amount of press that this vehicle has received, and you consider that there are only like 200 on the road. I mean, there are more Bugatti Veyrons on the road.
Seriously, I don't know about exactly just that, but I think that it has received a lot of press. On the other hand, a lot of people, I think, in Detroit and within LA's car community, especially within the manufacturer community, they feel a little resentful that Tesla has received all this press, because that Tesla is a total bunch of outsiders. I mean, the guy who started the company was a guy who founded PayPal. And these aren't old GM guys who got together to create a car, and I think that a lot of people just feel a little resentful of that. And there's a lot of people who have taken shots with Tesla saying, oh, well, it's not that great. But, you know, for some people who put a car company together in a matter of years, not so bad. I don't think I could do the same job if somebody gave me a truck of money and asked me to build an electric Lotus. But it's not the greatest car. It's certainly a niche product.
And yeah.
Until Tesla starts building sedans and other products, they really won't be. They won't make up a huge part of that electric car mix.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, the performance of that car is astounding, and the price tag is also a bit astounding. Why don't we talk a little bit about Henrik Fisker when we come back, and we'll talk about the upcoming Woodward Dream Cruise and much, much more. You're listening to Auto World.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUndersafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graf Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. Our toll-free line is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll throw out a quick trivia question here. We'll make it a question about a Ford and Mercury from the early 1980s. This was an interesting, I won't call it sports car, it was a sporty car. Just built for a couple of years in the early 80s. It was spun off the original Escort platform. What was the name of the Ford variant? Let's narrow it down that of this sporty, and certainly not sports car, variant of the Escort two-seater. It sold just for a couple of years in the early 80s. 800-259-9231. Riley Brennan is with us. He is the editor-in-chief of AOL Autos. We've been talking about cash for clunkers, the Nissan Leaf electric car, and electric cars in general. And, Riley, I just wanted to get your take on Henrik Fisker. Here's an interesting guy, you know, designer of the BMW Z8, designer of the Aston Martin V8 Vantage, and then kind of high-end tweaker of Mercedes SLs and Mercedes SLs and BMW M6s. And now he just got himself an electric car company. All these are pricey vehicles, but they definitely are beautiful.
Absolutely. And, you know, can we just have a moment of silence for how cool Henrik Fisker is? I mean, yeah. He's a cool Danish guy. He designed the, you know, BMW Z8, as you mentioned, you know, a bunch of Aston Martins. And, you know, he kind of looks like a rock star. Whenever I've seen him at an auto show, he's got about, you know, a dozen not unattractive ladies around him. And he's got a car company, and it's like, man, this guy is pretty neat. But, yeah, his new car is the Karma. And it's a beautiful sedan, and the promise of the Karma is that you can drive it without any fuel, and, you know, as long as you drive for, I think, under 60 or 50 miles a day, you can do that on electric power. So it has a gas engine, it has a gas tank to power an engine, and you can drive on fuel. So I wouldn't say it's exactly, but it's in the same bucket as the way you describe a Chevy Volt, in that there's the majority of the driving you'll do from zero to whatever mileage is done on electric, and then at a certain point you can ask the, you know, gas engine to kick in. That's unlike, of course, a hybrid, which sort of goes back and forth between the two during the normal course of driving. I think the Karma is a beautiful vehicle. I mean, this is the guy, of course, who designed all this great stuff that we love, that, you know, teenage boys have posters of these vehicles on their wall. And now he's got this car, which apparently is going to be, you know, less than $100,000. And, I don't think they've started to sell them. They've put, you know, you can put your deposit down, but, they're not going to build them till later part of 2009. And then I believe, if they're on time with everything, you'll be able to receive your Karma in 2010. So this is yet another interesting car. And I think the lesson of John DeLorean was, if you're going to launch some exotic vehicle, it better be good looking and it better get people's reaction. And that's what Fisker has done with this car. If you, I would recommend to all of your listeners, they go on the web and they type in Fisker Karma because it's just a beautiful vehicle.
Yeah, extremely well done. What's the latest on the Volt, Riley? Do you think they're going to get it out before long, or do you think GM's going to wait to make sure that they've got everything right?
Well, I think the new thing, they always said the Volt was coming in 2010, and I think what they really mean by that is it'll probably appear finally at, in final form at an auto show in the end of 2010, but really the sales will be 2011. And the new thing with the Volt is trying to pay for that system by putting it in different vehicles. So the latest we've heard is that, could be in, the Chevy Orlando, and of course we have this new Buick SUV that they said, last week that's going to use the system that the Volt has. So GM's game now is trying to spread the Volt intelligence throughout these other parts of the company so that essentially they can bring the cost down. Because if the only way they sold this fantastic new electric system was through one Chevy, it wouldn't be the smartest way to get into a lot of people's hands. So I think throughout the next 5 years, you'll see General Motors using the Volt system, which I believe they call Voltec, and a lot of different stuff.
Good news. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. Tom joins us in Pennsylvania with a answer, hopefully, to the trivia question. Scott, I'm sorry. Scott, welcome to the broadcast. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Excellent. Want to take a stab here? The sporty Ford spun off the Escort from the early 80s. What was it?
That was the EXP.
That's right. Rather forgettable vehicle. But congratulations. We're going to put you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. What's your favorite new vehicle out there on the streets?
This is going to sound strange, but the Mazda 5.
The Mazda 5. Interesting choice, Riley.
Very interesting choice. Actually, that's one of the few cars that I've got a ticket in the last 12 months, and I got a speed ticket at Mazda 5. It's a very interesting car, and it's a great pick. I think you're showing your appreciation for the unique end of the automotive spectrum there, because it's not exactly a minivan, not exactly a crossover. It's sort of somewhere in between, and definitely the people who like the Mazda 5 love it, and a lot of people can't understand what it is, but I do like that vehicle a lot.
Hey, Scott, congratulations, and thanks for calling in. Don't be a stranger. Call us again.
Okay.
Thanks very much. Hang on for Matt. Let's talk a little bit about an upcoming event in Detroit. It's the Woodward Dream Cruise. This is a cool event. I've broadcasted from there a number of times, and a real grassroots event. I mean, this was really just started by car enthusiasts.
It was. I think the original story was a guy in Royal Oak, Michigan, which is one of the cities that is alongside this famous artery called Woodward Avenue, and he was trying to raise money for, I think it was like his daughter's softball team or something like that, and he put this, an idea together just to have some cars one night in August, and here we are. The Dream Cruise is famous now, and to your point, it really is an organic event. Even if they didn't tell anybody when it was, it would happen, because now it's totally steamrolled. And I was out two nights ago, and the Dream Cruise actually is going on all summer in Detroit.
No kidding. Great.
The real event is next Saturday, which I believe is the 15th. But if you're in the Detroit area and you hit Woodward Avenue any night of the week, and if it's a warm night, especially a weekend, you'll find people with lawn chairs and good cars lined up, and it's really fun.
I understand, of course, this year probably not as big of a Detroit 3 presentation. I know GM's going to be doing some stuff there, but certainly it's just a great event. 30,000 or so cars, and there's no restrictions. You can drive a new vehicle, you can drive a muscle car, you can drive something that you made in the garage.
You don't even have to drive it. I mean, I saw so many interesting things. There's a guy who was walking alongside Woodward Avenue with a bunch of fuel-powered RC cars, and people were asking him to spin the tires on that. So everything weird and wacky comes out of Dream Cruise. It's the total antithesis to the Pebble Beach event, which is going on the exact same weekend every year. It's kind of a duel.
Yeah, it is. And it's a shame, honestly, because I enjoy both events, and I know our mutual friend David E. Davis Jr. there a couple of times when I've done broadcasts, and I always say to him, why are you not at Pebble? And he says, I'd rather be with the real people, you know.
I think it's right. It's hard. If you've been to the Dream Cruise a couple of times, it's hard to leave because it's just so good. And every year you go, you see stuff that you didn't expect to see, and there's a guy that brings something out of a garage, and you fall in love with a new kind of car. The other night I started realizing I've been falling in love with the 70.5 Firebirds, which I never thought I'd fall in love with, and now I'm on this new kick, so it happens.
You definitely, and I mean, it's a real family event, too. I mean, there's always musical entertainment along the way, and it's a great photo op. You never know what you're going to see. I mean, I remember the last time I was there a couple of years ago. I mean, there were literally busloads of people, you know, just having a party riding up and down the street.
It's like, I think it's probably the closest thing we can come to a NASCAR race without actually being a NASCAR race. It really is fantastic, and people literally bring their lawn chairs and put them right alongside the road, and people are all over the place. The cops are relatively lax that day, and you can walk up and down Woodward Avenue for miles and have a great day, and usually the weather is really nice, so I'm very much looking forward to the next Saturday in Detroit.
Definitely. We're very much looking forward to your next appearance here on Auto World. In the meantime, everybody, check out AOL Autos. Riley, thank you so much.
Bob's great.
That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Y.
Somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.